Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Offend to Offend, episode 60, the safe place where I'm allowed to speak openly about my criticisms of people and society. I'm your host, Frenice Coupe, and I really hope that you remember this name until your dying days. Let's get into it, please. Buenos dias, my people. How are you doing today? I'm doing great, doing great. Had myself a little interview today, so, you know, it went well. It was nice and rainy. Let's hope we got the job, because these bills, they ain't gonna pay themselves, guys. They're really not. So we just hoping that we got it. Positive words for me, for your girl, and positive words for you. If you're unemployed and not looking, start looking, okay? Start looking and start licking, okay? Please do, please do. All right, so I got a good one today for you guys. I am so excited to just, you know, continue recording and continue to write up these episodes for you guys, because, you know, everyone needs to be informed. Everyone needs to open their eyes and see a different point of view and perspective. A perspective by me, of course. Of course, of course, of course. Because you know what? One of my favorite things to do here is, of course, to talk shit. Like, everyone talks shit, but, you know, one of my favorite things that I do like about this podcast here is that I'm allowed to be myself and live my truth and just have my personality here without any judgment. And if y'all are judging, y'all judging in silence, and y'all being a bunch of haters. Like, come on, come on. Let's just face it there, you know? I'm so happy I can be free, and hopefully any of my listeners, you guys can say the same about yourself, because not everyone has the right to be themselves, their true selves. They're hiding. They're really scared because they fear judgment from different individuals all around. But, you know, not me. And I'm very fortunate, you know. So I want to talk about those people today. And this is not me exposing everyone episode. It's really not. It's not me exposing people at all, because that would be wrong. And I'm not in the mood for chasing that much clout. So I'm not going to expose anyone. I'm just going to give a general summary, synopsis of these type of people. And if that's you, if the shoe motherfucking fits, like I say, lace those bitches up and start running your mouth on that track. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about today. Those people who can't live their truth. And we are specifically talking about sexuality truth in a specific group of people, because I've seen it so much firsthand, and it's just getting a little bit cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So we will be talking about the black men of this group. And this is not saying, sorry, this is not saying that other groups don't do this, other groups of people don't, you know, be in the closet and whatever. I'm just specifically talking about this because this is what I see firsthand. This is a community that I'm exposed to more so. So I'm able to gather my observations and knowledge and just say what the fuck I gotta say. But that's what I'm going to talk about. These mental gymnastics that, you know, that's going on with, you know, people not coming to terms with themselves and not being themselves because they're so worried about other people and what they think, and just the community as a whole, and them, you know, scrutinizing the people that actually do want to live their truth. So I'm gonna be coming for everybody. Everybody needs to get it, and I'm not afraid to give it. Okay, I'm in a given mood, because everyone could get some, okay? Everyone, sharing is caring. And I'm going to share it today. I'm going to share today in an episode that I ironically titled Enough, No Homo. You know, you say no homo after every thing you say, and then it just automatically makes you straight. So let's get into the 60th episode of Offend to Offend, No Homo. Let's get into it. Ooh, alrighty. So we can like get into this shit right now. But at first, I would just like to talk about what triggered me to do this, because okay, this has always been an issue with me and the black men that are in the closet or DL or whatever, and the black women in their families just demonizing these people, demonizing people's sexuality, weaponizing it all the time, and I'm just really pissed about it. And I see it all over Facebook with the ignorant type of people that I have on there, and just people in general. And it seems to be a pattern here. So I will talk about what actually triggered this, and it started off with a simple Facebook post that was being shared. Now, of course, I'm not going to read off the name. Everyone knows that it's fake fucking names on Facebook anyway. Like, come on. Like, who is Big Bands Marie? Who is the Thugged Out Jay? Who is that? I don't know who that is. Like, it ain't you. And then everyone works at True Religion Jeans. Really? I want to see the factory, because apparently everyone works there. Oh, and I saw a couple times people works at the NBA. Bitch, if you worked at the NBA, you wouldn't have a Facebook profile with 297 friends, okay? And 100 of those people are your family. But anyway, let me stop getting off topic, and let me talk about this Facebook post that really set my mind in backflips here. So I will read it off. This post was made on October 18th, 2023. So here we go. Just so y'all understand, I'm not gay, but I will fuck a nigga if he feminine enough. Like, it's just hard to explain. I'll never date men or nothing. It's strictly sex. And I only got fucked in my ass one time. I was experimented, but that shit wasn't for me. Y'all just want to take a pause? Y'all want to take a pause after that? Because that shit gave me a headache the first time I read it, and I'm not sure. Like, I can read it again, so y'all can actually believe that this person actually took the time to type this dumb shit out. You know when the post got more comments than likes or reactions, when that shit is controversial as fuck, okay? Look, one more time. Just so y'all understand, I'm not gay, but I will fuck a nigga if he feminine enough. Like, it's hard to explain. I'll never date men or nothing. It's strictly sex. And I only got fucked in my ass one time. I was experimenting, but that shit wasn't it. All right, okay. Yeah, so I had to read again so you guys could understand that. And then, of course, the people, some of my friends that on Facebook who were sharing it, you know, I'm seeing, like, them post, like, oh, this is sad. Like, oh, this is what y'all do when y'all be with your homeboys. Like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Just calling out this guy and stuff. So, I mean, you can see the top comments here. They're calling him Zesty. Zesty used to be a way to, talk about some food. Now we talking about people. Zesty. This is the most delusional post I've seen all day. You're bisexual. What is it? Oh, light skin with two sons. Oh my God. You like men that even give a point more than a friend. Had sexual contact. Wasn't forced. You are bisexual. Yay. You know, okay. Not too bad. So I decided to leave a comment on this post because I can, and I like conflict. So this is what I say. I say, OMG, you're pansexual. You don't like being fucked in the ass, but you like having sex with men or and transgender women. You're top. Whatever. Live your truth. You know? And of course, I did the nail emojis. And then this one woman commented under that, bisexual, he likes men. He's gay. That's the truth. Okay? He probably didn't like the way that man fucked him. If he's that horny, he'll do it again, you know? And she's saying this, like, with some type of anger. Like, girl, like, did this happen to you? It's giving that happened to you, like, for real. And then we have a guy who commented under hers, and he's like, right, anything not straight is gay. So apparently, in life, you have two options. You can either be straight or gay. There's nothing in between. You can't be bisexual, you can't be anything else, but you can only be straight or gay, either A or B. No C, no D, no E, all of the above. But we got two options here, all right? And then he says, all those other words is to make people feel better about being gay. I'm like, what? It's okay to be gay. That's the issue. That's the issue here. Y'all constantly demonizing people about their sexuality when it ain't got shit to do with you. It ain't got shit to do with you. And yet you are so judgmental over other people's lives for what? And that's why people can't be themselves. But anyway, before I actually get into explaining this in more detail here, I'm going to answer some FAQs just so that, you know, you can just get it out of the way here and so you don't be confused this entire episode here. Now, the first FAQ, what is gay? Gay, you know what the fuck it is. That means you're gay. You like the same sex. You can either be gay or straight. It's nothing in between. You can't like both. You know, you can't. You just have to be either gay or straight. You either fuck men or you fuck women. Can't do both. Can't like both. Can't. No. It's only two things you can be. And gay, you like the same sex. That's what gay is. FAQ number two. Am I gay or can I be gay? I don't know. Are you gay? Do you want to be gay? If you're gay, you tell me. I don't know the answer to that. Only you know the answer if you're gay. Do you feel deep down inside that you're gay? Think about that. Think about that and get back to me. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to answer because you only have two options. Remember, straight or gay. Nothing else. All right? And then we have the third and final FAQ. What exists besides gay? Nothing. Straight. That's it. All right. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Those are the only questions you're going to get answers to. All right. Well, obviously, I was being sarcastic, guys. This is just the ignorant way of thinking that I see too often. Too often. And it's actually believed and it's very ignorant and just people use it just to attack people all the time when in reality, there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm going to just, like I said, I'm going to specifically talk about the black community when it comes to this type of shit. Now, obviously, other sexualities exist, okay? Like, y'all should know the fucking basic ones. Like, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. They be adding on another motherfucking letter every 6 months to that damn LGBTQ. LGBTQIAGA+AARP. I ain't even going to lie. They do that. So that will confuse the gayest person ever. That will confuse anybody. So I'm not even going front. But you should know the basics. You should know the LGBT. You should know that shit, okay? So we have the L. That's the lesbians, okay? Y'all fuck with the lesbians, though. Y'all fuck with the lesbians, okay? And then we have the B, okay? Bisexual, okay? A lot of people believe men can't be bisexual. Not gonna lie, I was one of those people. I was one of those people who thought that. But you can usually tell those individuals who are clearly not bisexual. They're gay, but they just don't feel comfortable with coming out of the closet out of the way. So you don't force anybody to, you know, come out the closet. You know, whenever they're ready, they're ready. Whenever they're comfortable, then they would tell you. Like, don't force nobody to say that shit. Let me tell you what you do do. If this is your friend, you actually care about them, you still don't force them. You just be like, okay. Say, okay, girl. Or you give a little look. And then maybe 2 months later, they're going to tell you. 6 months later, they're going to tell you. Because you can tell, okay? But anyway. Ozone, bisexual. T, we have transgender. Not transgender. Transgender. Do I need to explain to you what that is? You transgender. And that's another debate in itself with the Black community, again, with these people, and just being the Black community, very transphobic, by the way. A lot of people, very transphobic. Black trans women, in a lot of danger right now. A lot of danger. Y'all just be killing them, and it just gets swept under the rug. So that's another conversation in itself. But just know. I'm over here. I am defending my trans sisters, all right? Now, give me a sponsorship anyway. Anyway, LGBTQ. Wait, I was just saying LGBT. Oh, gee, I forgot gay. Oh, yeah, gay. That's what y'all think everybody who's not straight is. So I don't need to explain that. Anyway, y'all should know the basic four letters, like, at least. But y'all only think that two sexualities exist when they clearly don't. Okay? As I mentioned before, it does get confusing even to a gay person when there are constantly being letters added on and shit and symbols, you know. You get confused, okay? So, I remember I was trying to join OKCupid, all right? I was simply trying to put down the sexuality. And then it's like a list of 40 fucking sexualities. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, come on. And don't get me wrong, a lot of them can be synonyms for each other, but everyone wants to fit in. But I just feel like when you add more and more, you know, words and identities, it ends up excluding people in the end. But that's just my opinion on here. So, we are going to go over a couple sexualities, just so, you know, y'all can add some letters, not some letters, some words into your vocabulary. You know, since say you're just, you know, chilling in class one day, and then, like, you know, you're explaining your answer, you're like, oh, yeah, asexual, yeah. You know, add some buzzwords into there. Get up that word count. All right. 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Autosexual, huh? What? Okay, get in that word count, okay? Anyway, so we have asexual, okay? Now, those asexuals, they're asexual, and it says that it is an umbrella term that encompasses a broad spectrum of sexual orientations. According to the LGBTQIA Resource Center, asexuality is a spectrum. Some people may experience no sexual or romantic attraction towards anyone, while others may experience varying degrees of sexual or romantic attraction toward people. Those who identify with the orientation do not have to abstain from sex to be asexual. Some orientations that exist within a sexuality spectrum includes sex averse. I don't know. I was going to say averse. Guys, it's been a while since I've been in school, so I can't read. Anyways, okay. Sex averse is, this is when a person is averse to or entirely disinterested in sex and sexual behavior. Okay. Sex favorable. This is when a person has positive feelings towards sex in some situations. Sex indifferent. This refers to those people who feel neutral about sex and sexual behavior. Sex repulsed. This refers to those who are repulsed by sex and sexual behavior. Oh my gosh, what is this? Cupiosexual. If someone identifies as cupiosexual, they do not experience sexual attraction, but still desire to engage in sexual behavior or have a sexual relationship. You know, it's just so many damn things. What? Why is bi curious on here? Y'all already know my feelings about the bisexuals. What do they got here? Bi, okay, well, I don't know why bi curious. People who identify as bi curious are interested in having a sexual or romantic experience with someone of the same gender. This term indicates that a person experiences some uncertainty as to how they identify romantically or sexually. Okay, and then of course we have bisexual, demiromantic, people who identify as demiromantic usually do not feel a romantic attraction towards people with whom they do not have a strong emotional bond. So basically, you ain't gonna find these motherfuckers on Tinder. No, actually, these the people that be on Tinder that be like long-term relationship. Bitch, it's Tinder. Like, get your demiromantic ass off. Demisexual, I mean, you could assume based off of demiromantic what it is. Oh, look, and we have gay. Like, there we go. That's like y'all favorite word, like gay. Okay, heteroromantic. Those who are heteroromantic may experience romantic attraction, but not necessarily sexual attraction towards those of a different gender. Okay. Oh, we have what's monosexual? Monosexual is an umbrella term encompassing all sexual orientations that feel a romantic or sexual attraction towards only one gender. Wow. The sexual orientations that come under this term include heterosexuality, gay, and lesbian. Oh, okay. That's interesting. See, guys, I'm learning too. Like this podcast is, we do a deep dive into everything. Like, come on. Like, I'm basically an investigative journalist at this point. Didn't need to major in journalism. I just got the natural skills here. Okay, so we can go over pansexual and omnisexual. I know what pansexual is, but I know a lot of people that don't, and then they make that same ass jokes. Oh, you like the pans? Oh, you know, I don't know. I like pans too. You know, pans. I like a good cast iron skillet. I like a good non-stick. It just depends on the situation, okay? But stop with the pansexual jokes. Gosh, so pansexual. In omnisexual, these sexual orientations refer to people who feel attraction towards people of all genders and sexes. A typical identifier for people with this orientation is that gender is not a factor in sexual or romantic attraction. While there is overlap between these two terms in bisexuality and polysexuality, some people may prefer to use one term over another. Whoa. Guys, we are learning. We are fucking learning here. But anyway, I'm not gonna read you all these damn sexualities because this is not my job. And if you want my source in MLA APA format, this is Medical News Today. I'll put it in the description just in case you wanted to take a look into this and you are exploring your own sexuality, okay? But anyway, let's get back into the next point here. With these the black men and the community and them they doing the mental gymnastics or that and shit like that. Now, we have the issue of, you know, DL. If y'all know what DL is, y'all ain't in the community, y'all ain't in people's business. That means people, they gate on the down low. That's what's that, down low. All right, they may present themselves as straight to the public. They got a girlfriend. They got five baby mamas. But on the downside, they over there, you know, doing what they gotta do with men. And you're like, You know? And I'm just not a fan of this because, you know, just like the risk it brings sleeping with a bunch of women. And you have one specific partner, you run the risk of giving them any type of sexual diseases or infections. And I'm just not a fan of cheating in general. But if you dibbling and dabbling with all these people and you're dabbling with prostitutes and shit like that, and you're willing to be DL and you're willing to give your wife or your baby mama or your longtime girlfriend a disease just because, you know, you're scared to be yourself, you know? That's where the issue lies here. And that's a lot of the stereotypes about the men in Atlanta. All right. Although Atlanta has a good gay black scene, it's a lot of DLs down there. So it's a lot of room for your baby daddy to be experimenting with all of them. All right. And then also with these DLs, I hear a lot of times like don't ask about my YouTube watch history. Because why was I watching videos on transgender prostitutes? Okay? No, because they be over there sleeping with y'all baby daddies all the time. And then they want to keep them like under wraps. Like, I hear that a lot. With these transgender women. Like how men want to fuck with them like on the side or on the down low or, you know. They were like, hey, let's do it in the car. Let's get a hotel. Like all the time. Like, come on. Come on. I just hear it all the time. And then people just don't want to be themselves. They want to be on down low. But people don't like to be treated that way. People don't want to make it seem like they're ashamed to be, you know, who they are. And not to mention, too, like, they are the top ones to scrutinize these people or talk shit about them. And the whole time, you want to get fucked by them or you're getting fucked by them. That's not how it works, baby. That's really not. So that's the main thing I cannot stand. And that's why I am so weary. Sorry, I can't talk. Y'all already know. And me and my lisp, okay? I'm, you know, those people who I see that are super duper homophobic, that always got, you know, always want to talk about gay people for no reason. Like, that's why I'm like, you must be gay. And then they turn out to be the gay ones. Like, they do. They do. So that's why I'm like, I was like, that's why I'm like, why do you care so much? Oh, yeah, because, yeah. So, guys, if you're trying to hide something, don't talk about it all the time because it makes it blatantly obvious, okay? Alrighty, so now that I'm done digging in on black men, let me talk about the people that don't stop this cycle from ending, that keep it moving, why people are actually scared to come out and be themselves. And that is our black women. Come on, sisters. What's going on, sisters? I see this all the time. That woman that was just talking to y'all about over here in this comment section here, she's so mad. Like, I'm saying, like, this seems so personal. Like, hold up, let me click on this. Oh, I thought she was in Atlanta. I cracked myself up. No, she's actually in Chicago, like me. That's so funny. I really thought this bitch was in Atlanta, the way how she was taking that comment personal. Anyway, she's not. But anyway, they're just so mean and judgment. They're making it seem like it is the worst thing in the world to be bisexual or gay. Like, come on. Like, it's the most shameful thing you could be doing in the world. And then they're okay with, oh yeah, you're in the game? Okay, that's cool. Oh, you don't have a job? Okay, that's cool. Oh, you're bisexual? Oh my gosh. Burn them at the stake. Burn them at the stake. Come on. Like seriously. Oh wait, I'm sorry. I'm looking at this. Somebody went in. Sorry. Guys, this is like an interactive podcast. Like I'm gonna be interactive with y'all. So someone commented, y'all need to stop bringing trans women into this. This man said he likes feminine men slash boys, aka femboys. Oh, I forgot femboys exist. Ain't none of this got to do with trans women. Yeah, I see he likes trans women too, but he specifically said niggas. Period. I'm fucking dead, bro. That is so funny. I feel like this comic because that was funny, bro. People. I mean. I just hearted the comment. That's funny. But yeah, exactly. So clearly this guy's bisexual. But again, black women, you're not innocent here. This is why, you know, if you don't want to be with a gay man, obviously if they're not attracted to you, why won't be with them? But you don't feel comfortable with the fact of dating a bisexual man, then allow them to tell their truth, allow them to be themselves, and stop demonizing them, stop weaponizing their sexuality in every chance you get, because that's really just making it worse for you. And then after that, you want to go on Facebook and just expose him like he was gay whole time. Whole time you should have listened to the signs. Whole time. Whole time. I'm just being honest. Like, and then I'm telling you, it'd be those ones that be homophobic for no goddamn reason. People just be minding their own business, and then it was like, oh, I hate gay people. Like, bitch, it ain't got nothing to do with you. So listen to the signs and be willing to listen. Okay? And stop making it seem like it's the worst thing in the world. If they turn out to be gay, good. They're out of your lives. Ain't got shit to worry about that. Worry about next nigga. Okay? All right? And if you had a baby with him, hey, baby got two daddies now. Baby got a step daddy and a regular daddy, okay? So we just gonna keep it at that. We just gonna keep it at that, okay, guys? So we're gonna have to stop demonizing these people, black women. And I'm a black woman myself too. So y'all need to start looking better for me. Y'all need to start looking better for me now, okay? Alrighty. Now, I'm not gonna pretend again, just to reiterate, this definitely happens in different communities. But I am speaking on what I see the most and what I know the most as a fellow blackie, okay? I see it happen in Hispanic communities too. Let me not. Let me not expose them right now. So it does happen in other communities, minority communities. I find when it comes to accepting homosexuality, I feel like a white community is best for that. They can be racist as shit to you, but hey, if you're gay, you're fine. I mean, hey, it's just a lot of these minority communities, you just really have it rough getting out of the closet. And if you are out and you're in a minority household, good for you. You are strong as fuck, okay? And I really commend you for that. And you come give me a hug, okay? Give me a wave. Depends on who you are. But, I commend you for that. And I commend anyone who is out here living their truth or being themselves. And if you're not living your truth, then and you're just sitting here minding your own business, and you may be exploring your truth in silence, but at least you don't sit here and talk about these people. You don't talk about gay people. You're not just being an asshole just to be an asshole just because you're deflecting. You're just deflecting over here. You're being mad because you can't be gay. So you hating on the gay people. You want to do shit in the back of the car. But no, this shit is not in the back of the car. We in the front seat without tinted windows, okay, guys? We in that's on no homo. That's on no homo. All right? And that's all I got for you guys. But I will go on to Phrenice's final thoughts to tie this all in a nice bow. Maybe give y'all some answers about me, and then we'll see how it goes. Now, on to Phrenice's final thoughts. On to Phrenice's final thoughts. I needed to get a little bite of my food. Y'all ever had egg foo-young? It's good. It's like I just discovered it. Like, when did they start making egg foo young? That's just good. It's good, and I like it, okay? It's good, okay? All right, so we're here on Phrenice's final thoughts right now, and I would just like to all bring it back to the title episode, No Homo. So I'm pretty sure y'all remember what no homo means. Back in a middle school or elementary school, like a guy would say something, they could say whatever the fuck they wanted, and then they say no homo, and they're like, You're not gay. You said no homo. It was the dumbest shit ever because they would say shit like, I'm gonna fuck you in the ass really good tonight, baby. And like, no homo. And then you're not gay. Yeah, that's really weird. I'm not gay, but I fucked my roommate a couple times and I liked it and we do it often. No homo, no homo. No homo. You know, it's stupid. The point is, it's stupid. Y'all invest so much time into other people's lives for what? You care about what somebody else is doing and it's not affecting you and you're losing hair. You're losing brain cells. You're losing everything and you're getting irrationally angry. Your blood pressure is spiking up. Your diabetes is acting up. You need an EpiPen because you worry about what the next person is doing with their genitalia or what they're not doing with it. Who gives a fuck? You know, if everyone, I always say this. I've always said this since I was a young girl. Yes, I was a young girl before. The world would be such a better place if everyone just minded their own goddamn business. Please, that's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. Now, I'm pretty open-minded, but in some instances, you can see me being a closed-minded ass bitch. But at the same time, I don't let that impact my life, whatever I see. Let's go for it, for example. So I visited my campus 2 weeks ago, I think. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. And I see in the union, the main quad, they're having some type of convention. And it's with furries. Like people wearing animal costumes and tails. And everyone's dressed like anime characters with Asian fetishes and shit. And I'm just like, abort mission, you know? No, you know, I just sit there and I'm like, okay, that's what you're into. I'm glad you have a community backing where you feel like you can be yourself. That's good. Would I ever be into that shit? Hell no, but you're into that and that's what you like. So have fun with that. But I'm not gonna sit here and go off, make social media posts, go cry, complain, start a hate speech, hate group, hate riot, and just be like, oh my gosh, what's happened to our generation? People are dressing like animals and they have on tails and what's going on and people are taking anime too far and they have fetishes with Asian people. You know, I'm not doing that because I'm like, okay, do you? Are you killing somebody? No? Okay, next. Y'all care so much. Y'all care so much and you sound ridiculous. It's just as ridiculous as saying something like, no homo, after you clearly said something that was gay as fuck. And you just go out and say, no homo, okay? It's stupid. We need to stop being stupid. We need to all mind our own business. And most importantly, if everyone minded their own business, then people will feel more comfortable to be themselves. So can we just stop being so judgmental on the next neighbor, on thy neighbor? Leave thy neighbor alone. Thy neighbor's having life fun. Like I said, as long as no one is hurting anybody, then it's fine. You're doing more harm than good. And you know what? As much as I like to talk shit about this guy who just said this ridiculous ass post and it gave me an aneurysm probably, at least he had the balls to post this stupid ass shit on Facebook. And put it out there into the world. Hey, I like femboys. He didn't know the name for it. Hey, you know, like that's what I like to do. I tried, you know, having sex with a guy. I like to experiment. And he's himself. So I condemn him for that. Even though he's stupid as fuck, but at least he could be himself. And that's something that a lot of you guys cannot say about yourself. So while we're over here talking about this guy, calling him zesty and whatnot, and women over here attacking this guy, come on. Come on. At least he's himself at the end of the day. Alrighty? Speaking of himself, I know a lot of you guys just had, you know, you're pondering. Like, oh, what's Frenice into? You know? What's does Fernice like to stick her toes in the lady pond? Does Fernice like pizza, or does she like a good Polish sausage sometimes? All right. Does Fernice like to get a soft serve from McDonald's and lick it up? Does Fernice stick her finger in odd places? Does Fernice like arts and crafts, where you would need scissors to cut up some shapes? Does Fernice like to start forest fires? You know, all of that. You know, you guys are really wondering, and I'm just like, I told you, I did the whole episode on this, and then you know, I'm just leaving it out and open for you guys not to know, and I really should, because that's what a fan to a fan is about. And I will give you a great answer on that, and I will be concise, and I will be real like I've always been real to you. But at first thing I would like to say about that, my answer to that, what is my sexuality, and I would like to say, no homo. Thank you so much for listening to this episode 60 of A Fan to a Fan. Alrighty now, see you guys. All right. That is all for today's episode, folks. Thank you so very much for listening and taking the time out here to hear me rant, speak, and breathe hard like I got asthma, because I truly do. Alrighty. For any questions, advice, or just to chat with the beast, I do have an Instagram. And it's quite easy to remember. My Instagram is FranceDaBeast. And if you need me to spell that out, that is FranceDaBeast. Again, thank you so very much for listening. I appreciate everybody. I upload when I can, and hopefully we get into a more consistent mood, because we are. This is the second episode this week, but we're going to push through for my lovely people that do like to listen. But again, most importantly, besides telling your friends about me and playing me at the dinner table, the most important thing is to always be prepared to offend to a fit. Thank you so much. Have a great night, day, evening, whenever you're listening. See ya.